Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Today, we're going to start doing some really fun stuff. Get excited, because what you're going to build today is muscle. That muscle that you need to make you stronger, but it's not stronger in terms of going to the gym, it's stronger in terms of your confidence. Because it's a myth to think that you don't have confidence. You've got tons of confidence. We're just creating more. And together today, what we are going to do is develop one of the strongest tools in your arsenal. If you think about the equipment that you need to get strong, this is a very important piece of equipment. I want you to think of it that way. It's called your power phrase. Now, the reason why you're going to develop a power phrase, which is different from your mantra, is because this is a phrase that you can quickly go to when you're having a moment that you don't know if you can get through it. You don't know if you can do it, even though you know you should. Where you have self-doubt, where you have uncertainty, where you're not sure of the outcome. You know you need to do this thing. You've got to get through it. You've just got to buckle down and realize that it's going to be okay. And so in interviewing literally dozens and dozens of people who have had to get through something extremely difficult, that's the one thing I find in common is that they have this power phrase that immediately triggers them to remember, I got this, I'm going to get through it. So I want to share with you a story. And by the way, I asked permission to share this story. My friend Doris Thews is one of the first people I met when I moved to Southern California. And I was eventually got a job teaching fitness classes. And then I went full force into it. And I started managing a local bunch of clubs within a big chain here in Southern California. And Doris was one of the very first instructors that I met. And we instantly had this connection. She was a new mom and I was a new mom. We both had a son about the same age. I think hers was like maybe a year older than mine. And so I immediately had this connection with her and how important it was to be great moms and how both of us believed like our husbands and our family came first. And so we immediately had that connection. And even though we were really work acquaintances, I just really liked and admired her. And then about maybe 5 years after I met her, I remember hearing that she was going through just a really horrific divorce. Just, you know, without sharing too many details, really had the rug pulled out from underneath her. And it broke my heart. Like, I couldn't stop crying, thinking about myself being in that position. And I knew her son, and I knew how hard this was going to be for her. So I reached out to her, and I called her, and I just said, hey, I just heard what you're going through, and I want to let you know I'm there for you. Are you okay? And she, you know, just kept kind of saying to me, no, I'm going to be amazing. God is good. And she just kept saying that, like, God is good. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that you know, she's probably a person of faith. And then I ran into her like a year later, maybe it was 6 months later, and same thing. She's like, you know, I'm getting back on my feet. I could tell she wasn't the same yet, but she's like, you know, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to be amazing, and God is good. And she just like always said that phrase. And it wasn't until I started creating this program and thinking about people who've been through some really tough times and had to do really challenging things and been in a place in their life where they had self-doubt and uncertainty. And she was one of the first stories that I remembered, even though I hadn't talked to her in years. I remembered her always saying, God is good. And so I was sharing that with the crew here, and Lauren and I and Lisa and Tiffany and Irene. We were all talking about that story, right? And then that same day, I got a text message from her. I didn't text her, but like the universe does this, and it's so flipping cool. And I asked her if I could have permission. It gives me goosebumps. Here's the text I got from her the very day I told that story. And remember that that story didn't come to me until we were all sitting around the table talking about your power phrase and how I realized that wasn't her like just being like suddenly religious. That was her power phrase. Here's what she said to me. Hey, I just want to check in with you and tell you I'm amazing. It's funny because I told you 12 years ago when my first husband left me and you called to see how I was doing. I told you I would be amazing. I said that when I get through this, I will be amazing. We will be amazing. I just want to let you know I am with my new husband, Bob, and we are now celebrating 10 amazing years of marriage on the South Pacific on a beautiful cruise, and my son is great. So I say with gratitude, I am amazing. I love you. And here's my reply back. I go, dude, dude, are you tripping me out right now? I was just telling the story about you and how we knew each other. And I kind of went over the whole thing I just told you, right? And I said, so I'm just curious, like, was that your power phrase? Is that something you always said? Or was that something you were saying to get you through? And she said, I've always known in my heart that God is good all the time. And not always when I was in happy healthy places. But when things are not right in your life, you need something like that. I did cling to that phrase. I did tell myself that God brought me to this and he would bring me through it. You need to learn these lessons in hardship or you'll stay there. I did remind myself daily that I would be able to get through it, that I would be amazing. And that yes, divorce was a disappointment and it shattered dreams. And yes, I was broken, but I would be amazing. Really, my life is so much better by what I went through. You also know who your real friends are because they call and check in on you. Pretty cool, huh? But that's her power phrase. And I've talked to so many people and I want to share with you because I bet you have one and maybe you just haven't even identified it. You didn't even realize that's your phrase. For me, my power phrase is, that's not true. Now, it might not seem like that's a power phrase, but I say that to correct myself when I think a negative thought. Like, for example, if I'm walking into a situation where I think, oh, people are going to think I'm not that smart, or what does this girl think she's talking about because she's a fitness person? And whenever I hear uncertainty and doubt in my head and I start to tell myself a lie, I correct myself. I say, that's not true. And whenever I do that, or like, I'm going to quit. I can't keep doing this. I'm too tired. I need to stop. I just stop myself by saying, that's not true. That's not true. People probably don't know this, but whenever I film a fitness video and you hear me say, you're not tired. You're not tired. It's because in my own head, I'm correcting myself going, man, I'm tired. This is hard and I can't stop because the cameras are rolling. So I have to tell myself, that's not true. That's not true. And then I just say out loud, which would seem weird in a fitness video. I'm like, that's not true. So instead I yell, you're not tired. But I'm really coaching myself. So like, what's your phrase? I want to share with you some others. These are hopefully inspirational and maybe there's something you're like, oh yeah, that's what I say. Here's another one. Oh no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. When you try to talk yourself out of something or make excuses or let that little voice in your head talk you out of something. How about this? It's not going to kill you. You can get through it. You know the truth, so do it. All is well. Everything's going to be okay. All is well. Feel the fear and do it anyways. I got this. I'll show them. I'll show them. So what is your power phrase? Because you've said it to yourself before and that you're like, I don't want to do this and I know I have to. Dang it, I know I have to do this. I can do it. I can do it. What's your phrase? What do you say to yourself? What do you say to yourself in that moment? It doesn't have to be this huge thing, but I do want you to put it in writing, okay? Because you're going to use that phrase and remind yourself that it's always there for you. And every time you use that phrase and you follow through and you do something that builds confidence, even if it's not a huge success, you end up better for it. That's Doris's story. It wasn't a pretty thing, but she knew she would get through it and she knew she'd be better for it. And that's what happens when we do scary things we know we need to do. So what's your power phrase?
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Field Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.